Missouri has the 6 most bridges in the nation, more than our 8 surrounding states, and it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out it costs more to build a bridge than it does a stretch of road. We have 33,000 road miles, more than our 8 surrounding states, and you can take Kansas and Illinois and combine them. MoDOT maintains more than both of those states combined. Our fuel tax is lower than 7 of our 8 surrounding states. Oklahoma has a fuel tax that's 1 cent higher than ours. With all of those issues, along with the fact that there's more fuel-efficient cars, less consumption, it's easy to understand that this is a formula that is destined to fail, and I think we're starting to see that it is failing at this point. MoDOT now really only has the ability to do a few major projects every year. They're going to spend the majority of their money on maintenance. In a county like mine, and to you two senators, and counties like yours, where everybody seems to be moving there, all we need is expansion of our current road system, not just maintenance. And it's costing upwards of $80 million a year just to maintain Interstate 70. And it's a huge problem. I obviously have an affinity to transportation. Since the early 80s, my family has been involved in one way or another in expanding our system, spending time talking about the safety aspect. And I think it's important to point out that the things that MoDOT and the commission and the former commission have done in regards to safety with the rumble strips and the barrier cables have made a drastic impact on saving lives. And for me, on a personal level, I had a friend who lived down the road from me about 12 years ago, was killed on a very dangerous stretch of road in my district, Highway MM&W, and we actually call that road Death Valley, which isn't something, I guess, to be proud of, and it's called that because the number of fatalities on that road. We also have Highway 21, which, you know, over the last 20 years, MoDOT has made drastically better. That's called Blood Alley, and it had more deaths per capita on that road than any highway in Missouri. And Reader's Digest rated it one of the most dangerous highways in the United States. And for me, this is a very important issue. A few years ago, one of our leaders in transportation, Senator Stofer, and I tried to get the conversation started, and along with groups like Missouri Transportation Alliance, the Blue Ribbon Commission, and all interested parties, have kept that momentum. And I think we're to a point that if we sell it to the voters, I think they would look at this favorably. And I think the solution, which he's going to give, allows everybody to get a bite at the apple.